Nothing has done more to unite the people of the world than this daring venture into the unknown.
Starting up. I'm going to start up, and then we're going to start this shit up. Oh, yeah, by the way, we already started.
Let's rock it.
What's up, Tone?
Good, man. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling really good for this Victory Monday for some reason.
Victory fucking Monday. It's Victory Tuesday by the time these fuckers are listening to this shit. And
fuck these cunts.
That's Vero talk right there.
That's rubbing off on me.
Nice. Love it. Love to see that shit.
Man, doesn't it feel good? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think we were probably, just like we were the quickest to absorb the tank, we were probably the first ones to say the tank is off and we'll just pick where we pick and hope that we draft value. It seems like everybody else is coming around to that this week, and the main takeaway feels like Flores could be something because he's taken a nobody crew and, you know, won games versus a couple of decent football teams and Adam Gase. But on the other hand, I had to look at Kalen Ballage carry it for 0 yards like 75 times. So
is he averaging more attempts than yards?
I would imagine so, yeah.
that's not even a joke, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's close to not a joke. It's almost true.
I'm actually kind of excited to see a little bit more of that Laird run.
Yeah, I love the jittery jumpiness of Laird when he gets it in space. He made a couple of guys miss looking good, and he hasn't really had that many reps, so you have to imagine his game will tighten up too. So I don't know, man. I mean, there's a lot to like. We're so decimated. We're injury. We're without our two best defenders on a defense with not very many other good players. We lost fucking Preston. I mean, the injuries have definitely piled up on a roster that already was pretty shit. So,
yep.
A lot to like about it. So I can feel you on that.
It was a fun game. I got, for some reason, watching Ryan Fitzpatrick try his hardest out on that football field, it just gives you a reason to want to cheer for these guys. There hasn't been much in a player that you just want to see succeed, and Fitzpatrick has got that emotion out of me. Every throw, it looks like he's putting his heart and soul and whatever last bit of energy he has and that giant massive hog into it. Like, I don't know, man. It's exciting. It's kind of exciting to watch him.
Well, and it was a shootout. And it was a shootout, and the Dolphins don't get involved in too many of those too often, so that was cool. And, yeah, like you said, just Fitz being Fitz, and I feel like there was a point somewhere around midway where he just figured them completely out, and I knew at that point that their defense wasn't going to be putting up much more of a fight. It wouldn't have been as close as it was if we had a better defense. But like I say, we're beating teams that, you know, people were talking about being reasonably okay and talking about, like, fining us and throwing us out of the fucking league and shit for being so fucking terrible on purpose, and we're playing with these teams. So we've had a lot of stinkers for sure,
absolutely.
But
it goes without saying
they've gotten fewer and further between, and just, man,
that's a great sign for Flores. I know people say he's creative. He's not afraid to think outside the box. That fake punt, field goal, weird tandem hack Sanders touchdown was phenomenal. That was the most entertaining play I've seen from the Dolphins since last year when they did the.
I mean, that's going to be played. That's going to be played on reels that don't even have anything to do with the Dolphins, like national.
That was awesome,
NFL
man.
Highlight reels for the season. One of the wildest plays I've ever seen.
It was awesome. That little shovel pass, like Hack knew he got it. It was awesome. It was awesome.
Yeah,
perfectly drawn up. The defense was confused. And Sanders, the fact that it's the punter to the kicker just makes it that much sweeter. Like those two guys to have a touchdown together, a touchdown reception and a touchdown pass. That was fucking cool. That was really cool.
Look, if you lose to the 2019 Dolphins, I think it's a little bit worse than an identity crisis. So it also feels really good to send the Eagles' playoff hopes into a fucking stink-filled shit pile.
Yeah, like, but unfortunately, the NFC East is trash.
Yeah, I mean, they may not be totally out of it, but we really dealt a blow to their chances, like a serious one.
And that's a playoff contending team. So much for we should investigate the Miami Dolphins for trying to rebuild their team.
And so much for Inches being incorrect about it being a 1 year tank that we were going to be, if not competing, definitely competitive. I don't know if there's a difference, but you know what I mean.
No, of course
we weren't going to be right in the mix. We're going to be giving teams a hard time, and then not too far away from getting to where we want to be, and it seems like we could have the right guy. So,
I'm excited. I'm excited.
But switching from the right guy, let's talk a little bit about the wrong guy.
Oh, who's that?
Where the fuck is Mike, bro?
I don't know. I'm kind of scared.
Yeah, the longer it goes, I mean, because he disappears, but it's like tomorrow, I think, will be 12 days we haven't heard anything from him.
Yeah, man, it's scary. I've been checking obituaries in the Boston area.
I haven't reached that point yet.
I haven't seen him actually since that video went viral online at the Bruins game of that nice Boston lady at the Bruins game.
Did he go to the Bruins game?
I don't know. Maybe that. I don't know, man.
It's not unheard of for him to get tickets from work, but it seems like if he got hurt at a Bruins game, everybody would have heard about it. I don't think there's anything. I don't think there's anything wrong with him, but he could be dead.
That damn Tesla shouldn't have trusted that autopilot.
Depends on your view of the afterlife. I just think the lights go out and you just don't exist anymore forever. And I don't think that's so bad. It wasn't so bad for the billions of years before I was born. So I don't think it'll be that bad for the trillions afterward.
Unfortunately for that guy from Rick and Morty who asked Rick to kill him so he can go to his heaven, was tricked by Morty to start second guessing it, and he got taken down.
Yeah, so I don't know. Either Mike is dead or that's just what he programmed us to think.
Yeah. maybe he's got a burner out there.
Oh, man. No, I did DM him like 3 days ago. I was like, blink twice if you're not dead. Gave him the two eye blink signs. He definitely hasn't blinked back, so he could be deceased this time.
He hasn't even accidentally liked
the
tweet.
He's also a fucking weirdo, though, so I wouldn't put it past him to just be decompressing from the Thanksgiving holiday.
Oh, yeah. I'm still compressing. I'm still wondering how long leftovers are supposed to last.
I had my fifth full Thanksgiving dinner today, and instead of having a sixth day, which I could, I'm going to take the rest and make a turkey pot pie, so that'll be good.
Oh, that's good.
Turkey pot pie with just a little bit of stuffing and gravy in there with the some mixed vegetables. It's going to turn out just nice.
Oh. And then, so what? So after day six, there's no more Thanksgiving
leftovers?
No, it's
not a rule. I mean, that's not a rule. It depends
on... No, I'm wondering, how much do you have left? Is it just for the pot pie?
Yeah, I mean, I could eat an entire another day, plus have some turkey sandwiches, plus I don't know. Dude, I don't fuck around on Thanksgiving.
I know. Trust me, I know. You spent many minutes on this show clamoring your love for Thanksgiving and your hatred for every other holiday.
Yeah, we did have a talk about Thanksgiving last year. It's crazy to believe. It's crazy. It sounds like me, but I don't remember. Which also sounds like me. But no, man, it's crazy to think that once we do break for the off season in a couple of months, then we do the draft and we come back, we'll be in season fucking three of all this bullshit.
That's fucking crazy.
That's nuts.
Unexpected, but entertaining.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it is what it is, and it's what we needed it to be and wanted it to be. And
they'll continue to be.
Yep.
Hopefully
with Mike. It's definitely not the same without the third wheel.
I miss you, Mike.
Miss you, third wheel.
Hey, at least we can still dock. The tri-docking was getting a little difficult there.
Yeah, I mean, just the traditional dual dock will have to do. And if you are okay, Mike, fuck you in the face, bitch.
Give us a sign.
Jesus, you better have something wrong with him at this point. You better be dead, motherfucker. I'm gonna kill your ass.
Nah, man, he probably got like a bonus at work and he's in Barbados or something like that. He doesn't even have internet connection.
Yeah, he just, I don't know, man. He just doesn't like anybody anymore.
Nah, I don't blame him. We all suck. Hey, you know what he did do? And I'm going to give him credit, even in his afterlife.
Mm-hmm.
He put Justin Herbert on his Avi, and Justin Herbert had the worst game of his college career.
That GOAT. Avi or whatever the fuck has a. It's a horrible term because it's an avatar, so it's like it would be Ava.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I don't know where they got Avi from.
Yeah, people are stupid. That's where.
And then it just sticks.
At any rate, that GOAT fucking avatar of Mike's has magical powers. Anyone he puts on there, it's like lights out time.
That's crazy. And I don't think he got to enjoy that moment because he decided to disappear. But at least he left us with that.
Who knows? Who fucking knows, Tone?
Who knows?
I don't know. What we probably will focus on doing, if Mike's absence is extended, is maybe bringing a couple of guests on. I did promise Pred, and he's been barking up our tree. I mean, everybody else didn't even ask us why there hasn't been an episode in 2 weeks. So, basically, all of you.
But those are the seasoned vets. Those are the seasoned vets. They know how we roll.
Yeah, and then we've discussed a Inches Queens episode with Lisa and Jen and Deb getting on, and that would be nice. So
that
would
be awesome.
They
actually get Debbie on for.
They were kicking.
Like
they were kicking that around. Yeah, that's more of like a "I'll believe it when I see it" sort of thing for all of them, but none of
but
them.
But we're down.
But yeah, so that could happen. You know, so we'll be doing some stuff, but, you know, Mike should pop up any day now, I think.
He'll rise from the ashes when they lose, and he could take his role as the tank commander again.
The asshole is going to get the notification for this from iTunes or whatever. I can't remember if he actually did switch back to Android or not. He'll get the notification from his Inches subscription.
He'll angry listen to it.
Yeah, so I hope he's angry. Mike, if you're not listening from the hospital bed, get ready for war, brother. Pissing me and Tone off now. I'm dragging you into it now.
But you won't like me when I'm angry.
Oh, shit. Yeah, so other than that, we got another matchup with fucking the Waste of Space Gase.
This team might win 5 games. It's crazy. You might have been right.
I might have been right all along. I might have fucking been right all along. How typical.
Like, we're really getting the Jets team again after a really low. Like, that team is not playing for Adam Gase right now. He's lost this team.
Dude, I don't know if any team has ever played for Adam Gase.
Touche. But at least they're playing for themselves and each other. But they just... What is there to play for the New York Jets? Your players are falling like flies. Like, I would not be surprised if Miami finally dominates a game this week.
Could be. I mean, I don't want to say one way or the other. But at this point, I have no emotional stake in win or loss. I can get on board with either way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was so entertaining watching that game because I did not care about the outcome. So every moment... Every pass was just.
I'm going to miss pure... this. I am going to miss this non-pressure.
Zero expectations.
Dolphins football environment. Like, next year, it's gone. So this is like a once or twice in a lifetime sort of.
Yep. Next year, we all start hating about our franchise quarterback. Like, this year, we have...
Oh, yeah. We're back to war, baby.
Yeah.
We're back to war. Dolphins Twitter will begin to once again characteristically eat itself because that's what the fuck we do.
Damn right. And we'll do it again and again.
I'm hungry already.
Josh Rosen.
Oh. Yeah, that could be a fight. I don't think anything will rise to the Tannehill level for a long while, but maybe I could be wrong. Maybe it'll happen just on the very next drafted quarterback.
It almost happened this offseason over Fitzpatrick versus Rosen.
That's
it was
true.
Crazy.
And it meant nothing. It meant nothing. We are such a fucking broken, dysfunctional community of assholes.
We're addicted to eating each other whole. It's crazy.
Hey, as long as you started the booty.
Hey, definitely. That's the only place to start. Baby.
But all right, man, let's fucking call this shit a wrap. We don't know when we'll get back at you, but it won't be too long. Either way, Mike or no Mike, we got to keep the train rolling.
We're going to keep this thing rolling. If you actually listen to all this.
Inches is a team sport.
There's no I in team unless you invert the A.
There's no I in inches, except that first one.
And that I's Vero.
Love you, boo.
Love you, bro.
Peace.